We started a series talking about Jesus said, put them in remembrance. Oh, you remember that? How many of y'all remember? Do not let me turn there so I can bring you up to date. Matthew 28:20. He said, teaching, that's what I was looking for. Teaching them to observe what? All things. What was it? Teaching them to observe all things. Y'all remember that? All right. Then, somewhere in there, we went to the book of Ephesians, if you remember that, chapter 4. How many remember that? Ephesians chapter 4, and we started around the, I think we started at the first verse, but if we didn't, we started close to it. And it talks about, in the 11th verse, Ephesians 4, I'm in 3. Okay, thank you, Lord. In the 11th verse, he said, he gave some what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and what? Teachers. For what reason? For the perfecting of the saints and for the what? See, the saints have to be matured. The saints have to be perfected. And they have to be prepared because they the one do the work of the ministry. Have to be trained, taught, and learn how to live in this life according to the will of God. We as saints don't live by the rules of the flesh, don't live by the rules of the world, and don't live by the rules of darkness. Amen. So, as saints, so, children, I mean, where's my, go ahead and classes, I don't see anybody, but go ahead and I'll dismiss you for the nursery and children and youth, if you're here, y'all can go ahead. But, you notice that he said, in the 12th verse, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, which means the building up of the body of Christ, right? Notice the next verse, till we all come. Till what? We all come. How many of us? Till we all come where? Into the unity of the faith. And you can see how important it is that we know and that myself, my wife and I, ourselves as leaders of this congregation, how important it is that we be faithful and diligent to the calling of God to make sure we teach you, this congregation. I can't teach others. I can to a certain degree. We can. But mainly this congregation because this is our set place. This is where God called and appointed us. And then there's outlets, outreaches, and things like that. But we will make sure that you are taught. And so in some areas, you know, everybody, I don't know anybody, any of you hadn't made a mistake. And we want you to stand up. You never made a mistake in your life. You never missed it. And you stand up. When you do, I'm going to have everybody pray for you lying, sir. But listen to where we're going tonight. And we will have to do most of this on a Sunday morning setting and till we can get the people to know that we have Wednesday night Bible class. A few of y'all still remember. And thank God for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I want y'all to hear what the Lord is saying tonight. Now notice, let's pick it up. He said, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the what? Knowledge. I think that's where people get fouled up and miss it. They don't have the knowledge of God that they should. Till we all come to the knowledge of who? The Son of God. Unto a perfect or mature. And this is why we see too much of what we are seeing in the body of Christ, because too many immature, let me listen to what I'm saying, too many immature, in the midst of immaturity, you got mixed up with some that's not even in the body. They just up in the midst trying to misguide, hadn't even been born again, just greed and greedy, trying to manipulate and get stuff for themselves. Don't you know that? We got from the pulpit to the closer one to the back door. You got them. They money and greed and power, position, you'd be surprised what it does to people when they see something that's happening. And they think they can manipulate someone and get what they want, they'll do anything. So that's why it's important that we do what we should do as leaders to make sure that you mature, come to a mature person. So notice what it says, and I'm moving on, because this is what the Lord instructed me to do. Unto the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ. For what reason? That we henceforth be no more what? Children done what? Tossed to and fro. What you do to children, you can mislead them. You give them some candy, you get their attention, you get some kind of exciting game going on. Now, Jaron is a hard player. He play hard. He'll play with this for a while. He'll see something else and he's all hard over here. I took him to the store today. Well, I had to pick up some thing, and he had this little water. He liked to squirt water, but I have got him real trained. You don't squirt that water on me. And they had this little pistol, and I don't know where it is now, because, you know, he'll play with them, but not too good to put them. So he had this one you put like a little long tube. It's about that long. You pull it out and fill up water, and you squirt it out there. And he was squirting water. I said, Jaron, you can't hit that plaster on concrete. He wouldn't listen. He kept hitting it. He busted in out of it, and he wouldn't squirt no more. I said, I told you. I said, I tried to tell you. I had told him many times. This was not just one time. This was several days. Every time he'll tap it. You know how I said, you can't do that now. You're going to bust that in. And sure enough, he did. So today we went to the store, and because he did real well, you have to be prepared when you take Jaron to Walmart or any place. If you don't, you're going to come out with the whole store. So you better be prepared, because he wants this and that. And so I about got him trained. I said, I'm going to buy you this because you've done really well at your graduation. You sung whatever, what was the song? God Bless USA. I said, you've done really well, so I'm going to get you this. I got it. Then he, I don't want it. I don't want it. I said, well, I'll just give it to Kelly. That's when we were checking out, you know, he trying to cry. And got to the house. I said, he wanted to run out there and play with it. And I said, no, you don't want it. Yeah, I do. And so he got rewarded for that. And he got that, all I know is a little tube about this big around and about this long. You can pull the thing out and fill it up with water, and you squirt water way out there. Oh, he played hard. He played hard. I had to call him down. You know, he want me to stay out there all evening long with him. And I knew it was time, about nap time, so I called him down. But my whole point is, children are easily led from one thing to another. They're not stable. Now, next thing you know, if I left him alone, he wanted to go to the bike. He got this idea. He got him a rope. He tied the bike bucket to the bike and pulled the bucket with the bike. So, and he'd get tired of that, he'll go to something else. But anyway, children are not stable. They're not stable.